Good evening and welcome to Midwest Beat. My musical guest on this special edition of the program is Frank Hannon of Tesla. The Sacramento, California melodic metal band are currently celebrating the 30th anniversary of their debut album, Mechanical Resonance. Tesla will be kicking out their 80s and 90s radio hits and stirring up lots of memories for all who came of age during the MTV era of hair metal and Aquanet as the opening artist on this Saturday's Triple Bill concert with Poison and Def Leppard at Tinley Park's Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. That's this Saturday, June 24th. Still going strong after 30 years, Tesla has a solid catalog that continues to grow, with their latest album being last year's live concert version of Mechanical Resonance, and a brand new studio album on the way. We'll be talking about all of that, and I'll be playing plenty of Tesla tunes during the course of my chat this evening with Frank Hannon. Beginning right now, let's start off with 1991's Edison's Medicine. Frank Hannon joins us after this. We'll be right back. still one of my favorite songs from their catalog. Good evening, I'm Tom Lounges, and you're on the dial with me for a special edition of Midwest Beat here on Lakeshore Public Radio. That song, of course, Edison's Medicine from Tesla's 1991 Psychotic Supper album. Tesla will be rocking Hollywood Casino Amphitheater in Tinley Park this Saturday, June 24th, as the opening act on a triple bill concert with Poison and Def Leppard. On the phone right now to chat is Tesla co-founder, keyboardist, and lead guitarist, Frank Hannon. Welcome, Frank.
Hi, Tom. How you doing, bud?
Doing good. We have lots to talk about. There's the new album, the big multi-band summer tour, and, of course, the 30th anniversary for that show. Is it more of a hit show? Or are you going to be doing some deep cuts? Or are you sneak peeking some of the new album cuts? What can we expect?
You can expect a little bit of everything, man. We got the hits in there, and we've got the new song, Save That Goodness, that was recorded and written with Phil Collin. It's really fun, man. We're really excited about it. Save That Goodness is the bonus track that's on the Mechanical Resonance Live album that we just put out.
Okay.
It's available now on vinyl and CD and download.
Shelter me. Who's gonna ride against the wind? Who's gonna carry that
That's a brand new song from Tesla, Save That Goodness. It's the bonus track on the band's album from last year, the live version of Mechanical Resonance, their classic debut album performed live in celebration of its 30th anniversary. Frank Hannon is my guest here on Midwest Beat. And Frank, is there one particular song that you look most forward to performing when you're on stage?
Well, I have to be honest, I'm a real sucker for the opening song of the set because the excitement is so cool when the intro is starting and the crowd is anticipating, and I feel like I'm a racehorse in a gate just ready to run. And mm-hmm. So as soon as we get to walk out on that stage, I just look forward to the first song.
And what might that song be?
On this tour, we're opening with a song off of our latest album called MP3. And it's a song about how technology has evolved from the phonograph record to the MP3. And it's a real heavy groove. And it's got a really cool guitar intro. And it's different. And it's something that we're really having fun with.
Shove a button and you'll understand. All you get is the information, censoring the situation. Oh my God, it's taking me from the phonograph record to the MP3. All the world is overrun with technology. Technology.
listening to Midwest Beat. I'm your host, Tom Lounges, and that's MP3, a relatively new rocker from Tesla. That's off their 2014 album, Simplicity. Tesla coming to town this Saturday, June 24th, along with Def Leppard and Poison to the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. It's going to be a great triple bill. Tesla opens up the show, and that's the one they're opening with, according to my guest, Frank Hannon of the band. And Frank, what other songs might we expect at this Saturday show? Obviously, a lot of the hits, but give us a little rundown of what to expect. I know your set's going to be relatively shorter than it was a few months ago when you were here at Star Plaza Theater for a headline tour.
You know, then, of course, there's songs like What You Give and the acoustic set. And you know, we still do Coming At You Live and segue into Truckin', just like it is on the five-man acoustic jam album.
Mm-hmm.
And I look forward to singing Truckin' because I'm a closet deadhead.
Live.
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 Live currency in cocaine. All the friggin' say is, ain't it a bitch? Busting down on Bourbon Street, set up like a bowling pin.
Coming at you live and doing some trucking. I'm Tom Lounges, and this is Midwest Beat. Frank Hannon of Tesla is my guest. That, of course, off the five-man acoustical jam album going back to the early 90s. Frank?
This year marks the 30th anniversary of the breakthrough album, 1987's Mechanical Resonance. You celebrated with a new live version of that album. Where was that recorded at?
It was recorded in various spots on the Def Leppard tour. And it was Phil Collin that came to us and said, hey, guys, you know, you should consider this idea, because Def Leppard had done it. They recorded, I believe it was Hysteria or Pyromania, one of their albums they had done a live version of, and their fans loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Phil has really been a positive influence and sort of a coach, if you will, to the band. And it's been a great shot in the arm to get his energy and collaboration. But to answer your question, the album was recorded in various cities. I believe Salt Lake City owns most of it, as far as that was the main show that we pulled from.
Thank you. six guns to the side. I can see the message when I wall to my ticket inside. Bang, bang, shoot 'em up, Salt Lake City. Bang, bang, fly away. Shoot 'em in an army slam for the cowboy. Come on and take it home. Sit down, don't be headbound. Cause the cowboy, cowboy, blow your way. Put your shirt on.
Modern Day Cowboy, coming at you live off Tesla's latest concert album, Mechanical Resonance Live, recorded last year on the road when they were out with Def Leppard. Of course, they're back out with Def Leppard again coming this Saturday. You can catch them in Tinley Park at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater, also on that bill, Poison. Mechanical Resonance was an album that was the big breakthrough for Tesla 30 years ago. My guest is Frank Hannon, co-founder, guitarist, keyboardist, and songwriter with Tesla. Frank, reflect back on that original album. Why do you think it had such an impact on music fans? If you remember 86, 87, they were very busy years in the rock business. It was still a few years away from grunge and all of your contemporaries. You were cranking out lots of albums in the mid to late 80s. Why did that album, why did Tesla stick to the wall, so to speak, and so many others have gone by the wayside?
I think Tesla's first album, our first album, had a realness to it. It wasn't overproduced, and the songs, you know, fortunately, we were mentored by some really good people in the early days. Ronnie Montrose had discovered us early mm-hmm. on, and when I was 16 years old, Ronnie Montrose was kind of a mentor and a guitar teacher to me, and gave me the advice to always write songs from your gut and write songs from the heart. And that's what we did, you know, and those songs mixed in with the lack of production and keeping it real. I think it touched a nerve with people, and the realness is what's made it last throughout a lot of the fluff that was happening in the 80s.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned Ronnie, and I worked with him several times during the Gamma era of his career. How did you connect with Ronnie Montrose?
Ronnie Montrose lived in the Bay Area of San Francisco, Northern California, and that's basically where we're from. We're from Northern California up in the sticks of Sacramento. And people don't know this, but after he had his success with Sammy Hagar and Gamma and stuff, he really took an interest in producing and being a talent scout for up-and-coming musicians. And so he would drive to Sacramento and look for other bands. And he worked with a couple bands in our neighborhood, and we just happened to be one of them. And he saw us in a club, and he took us out to dinner, and he said, "Hey, guys, I want to give you some advice. You can take some gold paint, and you can spray it on a turd, but it's always still going to be a turd. So make sure you're not just polishing a turd." And what he meant by that was write a good song from the core. Don't just write some garbage song and then try to polish it. So that advice stuck with us from day one until now. That's what we still try to do from every song we write. We try to keep it quality.
Well, here's a quality one from 1989's Great Radio Controversy. This one's for the ladies. More with Frank Hannon of Tesla coming up after this. Thank you.
back to 1989, the great radio controversy and love song. Sending that one out to all the ladies. That one makes them scream and swoon at the shows. And you'll probably be seeing that this Saturday, June 24th, when Tesla performs with Def Leppard and Poison in Tinley Park at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. And they'll be opening the show, so don't be late. I'm Tom Lounges. You're listening to Midwest Beat here on Lakeshore Public Radio. My guest is Frank Hannon. He's the keyboardist, lead guitarist, and co-founder of Tesla. Frank, in hindsight, are you surprised that you're not only just still making music, but still making music with the same band and the same guys, Brian, Jeff, Troy, who were with you all those years ago? You guys have really only had one lineup change over all these years. What's the secret?
Well, there's a chemistry there. And, you know, we value that chemistry, and we all have the same work ethic. You know, we never were an overnight success, and we weren't put together on the premise of just having overnight success. So I think it's the hard work that caused us to value each other and the chemistry. And, you know, I thank God, luckily somewhere along the lines, we realized that, you know, mixing alcohol into the mix will help you get along a lot better. And unfortunately, I think a lot of our comrades, you know, and great bands that don't get along, I think it's because of the booze, you know, and if they would just stop drinking, they probably would get along better.
Okay.
So I want the best for them. That's the only reason why I'm saying that, is because I would hope that they could realize what a great thing they have with the chemistry and, you know, and pull it together.
Speaking of chemistry, when Tommy left in 2006, you replaced him with Dave Rude, who's still with you. And how did you manage to find just the right guy to fill the void? He seems like a perfect fit.
Well, I will say it was not easy. You know, I was searching, and the band Tesla had been through so many hard times and ups and downs. I was looking for a guitar player that would fit with that chemistry. And the chemistry for a guitar player is all in the right hand. It's all in the rhythm and the timing and the body clock. And I tried out. I flew to L.A. I flew to Nashville. I had about four different guys jamming with me in my solo band. I did a couple of really hard club tours with my solo band, the Frank Hannon Band. And I had different guys coming and going. And it took me a long time to find Dave. And then when I finally found him and I jammed with him, I knew instantly he was the right guy. He had the killer look, the killer style, and most importantly, he had the right hand and the same rhythm timing that I did.
You mentioned your solo band, and Tesla, for the fans that didn't know, took a break for about 6 years in the mid-90s. The band has now been reformed longer than you were originally. You're together now 17 years. Originally, you were 13 years. What were the circumstances that brought you all back together in 2000, and what was the mindset? Did you guys plan this to be long-term, or was it more of a let's-see-what-happens thing?
It was more of a let's-see-what-happens thing, because at that time, we were so angry and bitter still from the breakup. You know, if we had really thought about it and been advised properly, we would have just taken a break.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we didn't take a break for 12 years, and it burned ourselves out, and we all got drunk and angry. And had we just taken a short break, it would have been more beneficial. But that being said, you know, you live and learn. You know, you can't change history.
Mm-hmm.
But so we were invited to do a show together as a reunion, and we took it by ear, and we got back together. And it was a bumpy road. Some of the problems were still there, and we had to work through those. And you know, finally they all worked themselves out, and now here we are celebrating 30 years.
Sweet, sweet life it is. I'm just on love to be blues, and with a new inner strength, ain't good for nothing but trouble. There's just two fools living up to their names, and now it's starting to rain on my parade. No, there's nothing like the real world. Nothing like the world outside turns me upside down.
know I'm on a flip trip. I'm always ready to kick ass.
If you just tuned in, I'm Tom Lounges, and you're listening to a special edition of Midwest Beats. My musical guest this evening, Frank Hannon, co-founder, keyboardist, and lead guitarist of Tesla. The band will be here Saturday, June 24th at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater in Tinley Park as the opening act on a triple bill with Poison and Def Leppard. Frank, let's talk about the new studio album currently in the works. I heard you're looking at a fall release for it. Is that still the game plan?
Yeah, we're shooting for either late summer or fall. But honestly, we're not going to release it until it's completely done. But I have to say, we have a jump start on it. Phil Collin has been working really hard with us, coming to the studio in Sacramento. We've been setting up studios in the hotel rooms. We've been setting up the computer in the dressing rooms, on the tour buses, in the back of the truck. We've been chipping away at putting these songs together and fleshing out ideas for the past year. And it's just really amazing. You know, Phil Collin has applied a lot of his recording techniques that he learned with Mutt Lange. He's been teaching us these new tricks and techniques, and it's really exciting. The record's really exciting.
Well, I know you guys have been friends with Leppard and with Phil for years. What is he bringing to the recording sessions as a producer? What's he bringing to the table that you feel most impacts the music you're making right now?
Phil Collin is bringing some positive energy and support, but at the same time, he's being very critical of not settling for things that are not in tune or things that don't sound as exciting as they should. So, like, normally we would just do one or two takes and that would be it. And he's really pushing us to try it again and, you know, try different parts and not just settle, but take the time to make the music sound as best as it can be. And I think that's what he learned from Mutt Lange. Because if you listen to Pyromania and Hysteria, the performances are just, they couldn't be any better. Mm-hmm. And so that's the way it is. We're taking our songs and trying to make them absolutely the best they can be.
And is Phil producing the entire album or just selected tracks?
No, he's producing a whole entire album for us.
Is he doing any guest performing on it?
He's doing a lot of guest singing, and he's teaching us some new background vocal tricks that we've never learned. And we're harmonizing together with the vocals. He is playing a few little guitar licks here and there, and we're trading off guitar licks, and it's really exciting. Phil Collin has a lot of energy, and like I said, he's like us, man. He's got the same drive and work ethic.
Yeah, are you working anything yet off the new album?
Not yet. No, we don't want to put it out prematurely. It's still in the process of being recorded and mixed.
Okay. How far along are you guys on the songwriting? Have you got all the songs together?
Yeah, we've got 10 songs that are basically all completed and written. We're just still chipping away at putting background vocals and details on them.
Okay, and have you settled on a name for the album yet?
We have no names for the album yet. There were some titles kicking around, but we have no names for it. But it's definitely a very colorful and diverse album, so something along those lines of being colorful and diverse will reflect in the title.
All right. Are you going to self-release on Tesla Electric Company, the label you guys started a few years ago, or are you going to be going with somebody else?
We'll probably keep it on our own label because everything we do is pretty independent now, but it'll be distributed by somebody big, you know, so I can't really say, and I don't know yet.
All right. Let's talk briefly about the tour. Is it going to be strictly North America, or are you going overseas with it?
It's only American dates. We're keeping the fall open. You know, if we get invited to come over to Europe and do a festival, by all means, we would love to go over there and play some festivals. But right now, I think we're just focusing on the States, and we're hoping and got our fingers crossed that there's another big band that will take us out as a support. I won't say the name of it, but I'll say that it starts with an A.
Okay. You play a variety of musical instruments and play them all quite well. What was your first instrument, and what was it that drew you personally to music as a young man?
Thanks a lot for the compliment. And I would have to say that the first instrument that I really fell in love with was a Wurlitzer organ that my grandma had. And I used to sit on her lap, and she would teach me how to play melodies like Ramblin' Rose and Hindustan and old 40 songs on her organ. And then after that, I discovered guitar. My mom took me to see Jimi Hendrix in the movie Monterey Pop Festival when I was 10 years old.
Mm.
And when I saw Jimi Hendrix playing Wild Thing and setting his guitar on fire, that's what changed my life there. So I wanted to be Jimi Hendrix and Peter Frampton and Ted Nugent and all those guitar players. You know, in the 70s, man, music was great, and the live albums of the day really influenced me as a guitar player.
You guys always had a lot of a bluesy kind of roots to your, a lot of your music, and is that going to be evident on the new album again?
There's a couple songs that have that, and then there's a couple songs that sound kind of folky, and then there's, you know, like I said, it's a real diverse album that Phil's producing. It's got every two or three songs has a totally different influence, which has always kind of been Tesla's style. I mean, if you listen, What You Give kind of sounds a little bit country, whereas, you know, Modern Day Cowboy's got the metal influence.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very diverse album. But getting back to what you were asking me about the instruments, when Ronnie Montrose was producing me as a teenager, he bought me a four-track tape recorder. So I started playing other instruments so I could make demos and learn how to play, you know, a little bit of drums here and there, a little bit of bass, and the keyboards, the organ, the guitar, piano. You know, I started learning all of that for the basic need of being able to record songs and write songs.
Okay. Anything we haven't touched on, Frank, that you feel is important to let the listeners know?
I would just like to invite everybody to come see us on this tour because it's a fantastic show.
All right. Again, Tesla, 30th anniversary of the Mechanical Resonance album. Thank you so much, Frank, for joining us today.
Thank you, Tom. I really appreciate it.
All righty. Take care.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, that wraps up tonight's special Midwest Beat Edition with Frank Hannon of Tesla. Catch Tesla, Poison, Def Leppard this Saturday, June 24th at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater in Tinley Park. I'm Tom Lowndes. Just thank you so much for tuning in and joining us and supporting public radio. I'll be back again on Tuesday with Highland Summerfest as our topic. I'll have a variety of different guests that'll be performing at the Highland Summerfest. We'll talk about the event and, well, give you the 411. Until then, stay safe and enjoy summer. After all, it is the first day of summer. Adios.